For about a month, a large boat has been marooned on Hanlon's Point Beach on the Toronto Islands. The vessel, which appears to be about 35 feet in length, has been in the same spot since at least December 10, when it was spotted by hobbyist wildlife photographer David Arnett. Since then, it has remained in place, with ice forming around the hull. On Tuesday, there was a Starlink satellite router on the boat's roof and chip bags inside, suggesting someone may be living inside the ship's cabin. No one responded to a knock on the ship's door. Forrester Dunbrook, a spokesperson for the Canadian Coast Guard, said in an emailed statement that the vessel lost power and became beached on the island after a storm. He said the owner made themselves known to the Coast Guard, but for privacy reasons, the individual's name cannot be disclosed. Dunbrook said the Coast Guard plans to go to the beach on January 8 to remove any fuel and oil from the boat to prevent spills or environmental contamination. A small gray Starlink satellite router was visible on the ship's deck on January 7. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Abandoned boat challenges. Island resident Tim Flan said it's not the first time a boat has been left in a spot on the island where it doesn't belong. He said last year, there was a vessel in the Toronto Islands lagoon for months before it was finally disposed of by authorities. In that case, Flan said the boat had been abandoned because it was old and expensive to maintain. You can't sell it. You can't give it away. It's nothing but a liability, he said. He said regardless of the reason why the Hanlon's Point boat was abandoned, it's a shame they left it. The person that owns it should take care of it. Should deal with its disposal. Instead of just abandoning it thinking that the public will take care of it. Island resident Tim Flan said there's a growing problem of abandoned boats in Ontario and beyond. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Council proposed seeking more power to deal with abandoned boats. The problem of abandoned boats has plagued the City of Toronto for several years. In 2022, City Council passed a motion for the city manager to assess the feasibility of entering into discussions with the federal government to ask for more power to deal with such vessels, after two boats were left at public launches managed by the city. Council also asked staff to come up with a plan to deal with abandoned boats in a timely manner, and to launch a campaign to educate the public about how to report an abandoned vessel. Toronto Today contacted the city for information about the Hanlon's Point boat, but did not receive a response by the time of publication. Under current law, if a boat is abandoned and leaking pollutants, it is the job of the Coast Guard to remove it. If, however, the boat is not deemed an imminent hazard, it's Transport Canada's responsibility to dispose of it. In the past, this has left the City of Toronto waiting for many months for boats to be dealt with. A growing problem? Andy Cardiff, CEO of SeaTow Marine Assistance, said his boat towing company has been called to remove an increasing number of vessels in British Columbia and Ontario in recent months that are illegally docked and being lived in. He said that while some are living in their vessels by choice, others are there out of necessity. If someone's given a choice to sleep on the sidewalk or sleep in an old boat, then the decision's pretty simple, he said. Cardiff said his company has pulled about 6 boats from shores, mostly around Vancouver Island, in the past 2 weeks that had been recently lived in. He said that based on the Hanlon's Point boat's license number, it was initially registered in Shelburne, Nova Scotia, and judging by the vessel's shape, it was likely used as a lobster fishing boat, before being converted into a houseboat. On Tuesday, there was a metal line hanging off of the front of the boat, which the tow company CEO said may be additionally anchoring the vessel in place. The boat is ashore on the sand dunes of Hanlon's Point on the Toronto Islands. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. What's next for the Hanlon's Point boat? Cardiff said that if the boat's owner doesn't have the money to move it, it will likely fall to Transport Canada to pay a company like his to tow it. Dunbrook said it is too early in the process to comment on the specifics of the final fate of the vessel. The City of Toronto told Toronto Today the city's Police Service Marine Unit is currently investigating.